And, but we, I just want to discuss some things that we went over at the meeting. The pastor, you know, he talked to us about the future of the church and...
Can you all hear?
Can you hear me?
I can hear.
It's a little bit low.
I'm low? he talked about the future of the church, the things that we want to accomplish and do in the future. And I'm going to go over, he started with the tithe. He's already talked about the donation on the website, but I'm going to give cards out today. It's a pledge card. And I'm going to give them to everybody in the church. And, you know, if you can't, some people give some people give a lot, some people can give little. You know, just kind of go with what you can give. And just pray about it. Because right now, every week, we go down. We're like 5,000 lower than what we should be, you know, at this time of the year. So we just need to, you know, up it a little bit. And so pray about that and, you know, give what you can. Another thing we talked about is the handicap ramp. Gene is getting that ready, getting the printout or drawing how we're going to do this. And he talks like he's going to ask for volunteers from the church to come and help build that. And it's, so we'll do that later, and we'll let you know when that comes about. But we need to get that done, I guess, pretty soon. And we're talking about having a preschool. It's called Mother's Day Out. Maybe 2 days a week. We're getting the process to get information about that and see if we can actually do it. And I think by the grace of God, we can. And because God does want us to outreach in the community. So, you know, that might be a good way to just help people in the community. And Terry, he came up with, he's going to do a fundraiser. And it's going to be probably, I don't know when the Vidalia onions come about, but he's going to get those and we're going to sell those. And we'll need volunteers just be here. We'll let people pre-order. And he's heading up that, so I'll pre-order the onions and then we can just be here to hand it out and everything. So I think that'll be a good fundraiser. And if anybody else knows of any fundraisers that we can do to make a little bit, you know, to help us with these things that we're trying to do, you know, talk about it and let us know. Because I'm sure there's other things we can do to make a, you know, a little bit of money. let's see. And then we're going to have an external audit because we have not had one of those, and I don't even know when. So the district has said that we really need to have an external, and we're getting that together to have that soon. And we need to get it done by the church conference, which will be October. So, and then it's about the cleaning of the sanctuary. We voted that we're going to do away with the, you know, paying, hailing, and it's not, you know, personal or anything. It's just that we need to save the money. And we've got volunteers for 3 Sundays, so if anybody can volunteer one time, you know, let us know. And if you need to get in, you can do it right after church or, you know, whenever you need to do it. But, you know, let us know and we'll be here to help you. And another thing with the cleaning, please pick up, you know, everybody just pick up a little bit, you know, every once in a while. And that would help a lot. And, you know, if you see something just there, just pick it up and, you know, put it in garbage, whatever, you know. We can all work together. I think that's about it that we talked about. So I'm going to give these cards out. Yeah. Give the cards out. And I want, I'd like you to give back to me next week, you know, if you can. But give back, you know, I'd like to give them back by September at least. So if you can, just give them back to us.
Yeah, each family. Thank you, Margaret. While she's giving it out, I wanted to mention 2 things about what she said. One about this pledge cards. She will be handing it out to every family during the coming weeks. We all love this church, and we want to have this church continue. So please pray about that card. Don't take it rush. Take your time. Pray about it. Bring it back when you feel comfortable with whatever you can give. That will give us an idea going into the next conference year where we are and how financially we are healthy or not. So please help us to plan for the future by filling it out. If you are giving now, You can divide that in whatever installments, or you can make a one-time pledge. But whatever you are giving now, you have an idea. If you are not giving now, please start giving at even whatever you can afford. I mean, everybody can afford something, or give up a coffee or a Brewster ice cream or something. Give up a month of that and give it to the church. This is a call of the time that we need to step up and do it. So please do that. That is one thing that I wanted to mention. The other one is about the cleaning. So we have decided to go with volunteers to clean the church, and we have volunteers for 3 weeks already signed up. In the past, I have experiences that volunteer work sometimes are not that effective. But we all have to do a good job in cleaning up. So if you bring a bottle of water, please take it back home. Or if you take a candy wrap from there, don't leave the candy wrap in the pew. If you continue to see candy wraps, that candy will be gone. So you will not have candy anymore. So please do that, because we are all are adults, and most of our children are very well mannered, so we know that we can keep it clean by ourselves. And then we'll have a vacuum cleaner available for the sanctuary. But we need to keep it clean, regardless of how we get it done. So those are the two items that comes to me when I heard those announcements. Any other things that anybody want to add or change or anything? If not, let us worship God together. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. If you are able, stand for the opening hymn, "I Stand Amazed at the Presence."
Oh,
Please be seated. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, we thank you for this time that you have given us together to come in your name and worship together as your children. We thank you for the gift of life and all the blessings that come with this, along with the times of grief and sadness and sorrows, that you are there with us every day, comforting us and guiding us through our lives. We thank you for your presence in our lives and in our life of the church. We thank you for your presence in our midst today as we worship, Lord. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit with all the saints around the world and the angels in heaven. We thank you for your Son Jesus Christ who came to die for us so that we could be called the children of God. Help us, Lord, to shine your light to this world through our lives and through our hearts that we live here today in this world. Bless us, Lord, to be faithful witnesses for you in the opportunities that you have given us to witness for you in this world. Help us, Lord, in our singing, in our prayers, in our meditation of the word, and everything that we do today, Lord, to glorify your name and lift your name up so that your people will be blessed. Bless us today as we depart from this place so that we can be encouraged and empowered by the power of the Holy Spirit, that we can be powerful witnesses for you in the days to come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It is our greeting time now. We can all get up and greet each other in Christian love. At hymnal 165. Thank you. Amen. If you are able, please stand for the responsive reading taken from Psalm 76, verses 1 through 12.
In Judah, God is known, whose name is great in Israel, whose abode has been established in Salem, whose dwelling place is in Zion.
There God broke flashing arrows, the shield, the sword, and the weapons of war.
You are glorious, more majestic than the everlasting mountains.
The stout-hearted were stripped of their soil. They sank into sleep.
All the soldiers were unable to use their hands.
At your rebuke, O God of Jacob, both rider and horse lay stunned.
You indeed are to be feared.
Who can stand before you when once your anger is roused?
From the heavens you uttered judgment. The earth feared and was still. When God arose to establish judgment, to save all the oppressed of the earth.
Surely human wrath shall praise you. The residue of wrath you will gird upon you.
Make vows to the Lord your God and keep them.
Let those who surround the God bring gifts to the one to be feared, who cuts off the spirit of monarchs and makes the rulers of the earth afraid.
The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
As we come before God with our prayers, let us raise our prayers of praises and thank God for the blessings that we receive in our lives on a daily basis. Even when we don't deserve it, God showers upon us a lot of blessings. Even through our unfaithfulness, God has been faithful to us. So let us be thankful to God for all the blessings that we receive and share those in gratitude so that we can praise together God in this church. At the same time, we have to bring up our prayers of burdens and concerns together as a church family. This is the time to do that. Lift them up to the throne of grace of God, and God will answer our prayers according to His time and His will. Turn with me to the back of the bulletin for our regular prayer items listed there, a few call-outs that we want to make. Continue to pray for Eddie Clade. He's in a facility now, in hospice care. My wife and I were able to visit him on Thursday. He's in good spirits, very alert and sharp. He remembers everybody. He asked for every single person in the church, one by one. And then he talked a lot, and then he also talked about the yard sale and everything that's going on. He wants to be back in the church, so please pray for him. He is very good, healthy in his mind and spirit, but his body is very weak. His knees and feet are very weak, so he's in a wheelchair. Hopefully he will strengthen that by his therapy and get back on his feet. Let us continue to pray for Eddie. And also let us pray for Jack, as he is in hospice care at home. He was in the ICU and the hospital for about 6 days, and they could not find anything wrong with him, even though he spit some blood last week. But he's doing well. We visited him also yesterday. And he's also in good spirits. We had a good time talking and laughing together, shared a lot of stories. And he's in good spirits. And we need to pray for Linda, because she has a lot of things going on with her, taking care of him, all the things of the home, which Jack used to take care of a lot of things. And people who have gone through that know what I'm talking about. You're by yourself and you have to take care of a lot of new things. So please pray for Linda, and keep them in our prayers constantly. Pray for James Hughes. It's at the last line. James and Miss Lou. James has been diagnosed with cancer. His cancer came back, and it has affected his liver. And I don't know if they can do anything at this time, at this age. So he is back in home at the hospice care now. So please keep him in our prayers. We are going to visit him this afternoon. These are some of the names that we will post there, that if you have time, or please take some time to visit them and take some food or some flowers or whatever you can to show our appreciation as a church, because they have been with us as our family for a long time. And keep that in your prayers as well. Continue to pray for Martha as she is recovering from her treatments, and also continue to pray for Harry. I think he's back here and hopefully he's eating well. So I see.
I can attest. Yes.
Pray for Carol. Carol is getting better. She has some trouble sleeping, but she's getting back to normal, better now. And Carol and Wayne are traveling this weekend, so please keep them in our prayers. Are there any other call-outs or special requests?
We went to see Eddie yesterday also, and he's really sweet, and he's really, really tired. He was tired yesterday, so I'm going to say about 45 minutes, and he was just exhausted for some reason, but just made me sad. And he's in a nice place, and so
yeah.
I have a friend in Franklin, it's my classmate. Her name is Nancy Patton, and she's got liver issues too, and she's on a respirator. There's nothing else they can do for her, so I'll just pray for her.
Any other calls, any other prayer items? Anybody else? Something about somebody hospice last week. Could it be shared?
No, he passed away. So it would just be
Tim Bateman?
Family, yes.
Oh, he passed away, okay. So please remember them in our prayers. If there are no other call-outs, let us go to God in prayer. Let us continue to pray for our nation, and also those our service workers and our military, police, and firemen. Also remember the families of the building collapse in Florida who are affected by that, also in our prayers. Let us go to God in prayer. Spend a few moments in silent prayer, then I will close with a summarized prayer. The scripture says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition and thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." Loving God, we come before you as your children to share our prayers of praises, at the same time also lifting up our prayers of concerns and burdens that bother us. Thank you, God, for the gift of life with all its joys and blessings. And thank you for the blessings that you have showered upon us in spite of what we have done and in spite of what we are. You always cover us with your love and protection, even when we are not aware of it. We come before you with grateful hearts and thanksgiving for the gift of life that you have given us in this world. At the same time, we come before you with our needs and our burdens, Lord. Many of us are broken in our bodies and many of us are broken in our spirits and in our souls. You are the source of all good things and you desire only good for us. And Lord, we seek your presence at this time. You are the only one who can heal us in our bodies, in our souls, in our spirit. Even youths grow tired and weary and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. Lord, when we are lonely, you are our friend. And when we go through life's troubles, you give us comfort and peace. We lift up all those who need your healing at this time. Particularly, we pray for Eddie. Thank you for the good spirits that you have given him. Continue to strengthen his body, Lord, and fill him with your hope. We pray for Jack as he is at his home. Continue to be with him and bless him with your peace and healing. Especially lift up Linda in your hands, that she needs a lot of support from us and as well as your Holy Spirit to guide her for the things that she has to take care of. We also pray for James and Lou as James is in hospice care at home. Bless him with your healing hand, Lord, and touch him. Above all, we pray for peace in his heart and his dear ones, and also pray for Lou to handle everything. Give her the grace that she needs to handle all the things that during this difficult time that they are going through. We thank you for the continued healing for Harry and Martha and all those who have been going through their programs and treatments in various ways for the improvements in their health, and we thank you for that. We pray for Nancy Payton. We heard she's in respirator, whatever. Your guidance on that matter will be done, Lord. We pray for peace in her hearts and also the dear ones who are taking care of her. We also pray for those who are affected by various problems in their lives during this pandemic and also the building collapse in Florida, that your grace will be upon the families. Your comforting presence will be there and give them the peace that passeth all understanding that the world cannot give. But you are the only one who can give them peace at this time, Lord. We pray for our country as a whole, our nation, the president, the vice president, and all the leaders of the various states and the governors who make decisions that affect our daily lives on a basis, Lord. We pray that your grace be upon them. The Holy Spirit will guide them, that they will make the right decisions for our country. We pray for our service workers, military, police, fire, and all of those who are working behind the scenes, our postal workers, delivery workers, and store clerks, and all of those people who sacrificially spend their time risking their lives to serve us. We thank you for their services, and at the same time, we pray for them and their families. Be with them and protect them and keep them safe, Lord. We pray for all of those who are struggling with various illnesses and problems and difficulties around the world, poverty, hunger, and pandemics in various parts of the world are affecting again. We pray for your guidance, and the Holy Spirit will move through those areas and bring peace and comfort to those people there. We pray that you be with us. You will be with us as a church as we plan for the future, Lord. Help us, Lord, to do your will in this community that you have given us to do at this time of history, that you have given us this place to work, and help us to do it faithfully, Lord. Help us to be more caring and compassionate in the days to come to the community around us, the people who are in need. Lord, help us to worship you today in truth and in spirit. Let your Holy Spirit fill our hearts and minds today, Lord. Help us to focus on you and lift up your name together. We thank you for your presence in our midst and as a church, and guide us in the future. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward and take up the offering, please. Thank you. please stand for the doxology.
Praise God from the waters flow. Praise Him for creatures here below. Praise Him above the heavenly host.
Let us pray. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming from the Father of heavenly lights. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of life and all the blessings that come with it. We bring before you a portion of what you have given us, Lord. You are the source of all that we have and we are. Help us, Lord, to be faithful in sharing our resources with each other and also for the furtherance of your kingdom in this world. Help us to understand that in Jesus Christ you have given us more than we could ever deserve. We know that it is from your hand that we received everything, and because of your grace alone that we are not consumed. We offer ourselves at this time and also our lives as a sacrifice before you. May these tithes and offerings along with our lives be acceptable in your sight, that will bring peace and life to many in this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
As we remain standing, we will read the scripture. It is taken from the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 through 8.
Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, to be honored by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father, who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of your word that you give us through your Son Jesus Christ, who is the living word who came to this world in flesh and body and lived among us. Help us, Lord, to come before you with humility and obedience, so that whatever you give us through your word will become life and spirit in us, and also will be life and spirit to this world through us. Help us, Lord, to be humble before your word. Illumine our souls to see the spiritual truths behind your word, so that it will become a blessing in us and blessing to others through us. Open our hearts and illumine our souls. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So we continue with the study of prayer and the importance of prayer, and we have been talking about that for a few Sundays now, and we conclude that with the Lord's Prayer that the Lord has taught us to pray. Very short and sweet prayer, and it doesn't have to be too long for your prayer. And Jesus did not teach us the position to pray or what direction you have to turn to pray or how you should be dressed up to pray or anything like that. Those are not important when it comes to prayer. As many other religions teach us to face a certain direction or do a certain type of position, kneeling or bending down or prostrate on the ground, it doesn't matter. Sometimes you may not be able to get up and be prostrate on the ground. You still can pray. Or like somebody shared this morning that on driving is a good time to pray. It doesn't matter where you are. The need for prayer is always there wherever we are, and we can pray in our bed, in our sleep time, in our workplace, wherever we are. There is a need for prayer. Take a moment to pray. And God answers our prayers if it is a heart-to-heart conversation between us and God. So that is what the Lord's Prayer is, a very short and sweet prayer. And right before he taught his disciples to pray this prayer, he said about the Gentiles and the Pharisees, the Jewish priests, Pharisees, who pray loud. And they use a lot of words to pray. It is not the number of words that matters. And the English version that we read today says that babbling. Babbling is not prayer. So it is not about babbling in front of God. It is a heart-to-heart conversation. It is not the grammar that matters. The grammar doesn't matter. The vocabulary doesn't matter. The language doesn't matter. It is a conversation between the heart of God and your heart. That is what prayer is. So Jesus, we call that the Lord's Prayer. And I also already mentioned that it is not a prayer that Jesus prayed. Even though we call it the Lord's Prayer, it is not a prayer for Jesus, because Jesus doesn't need forgiveness of sins. He said, forgive us our sins as we forgive others. Only we need forgiveness. And that's why Jesus taught us to pray this prayer. It is for us to pray this prayer. This prayer are mentioned in basically two Gospels, Luke chapter 11 and Matthew 6. And we also saw that there are two main parts to this Lord's Prayer. We all know the Lord's Prayer. The first part is about God and His glory and His greatness. And we talk about thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Those are the things about God Himself, His greatness, His glory, His power. We are going to a God who is almighty and all-sufficient, and acknowledging His sufficiency to meet our needs. That is the first part of prayer. If you don't acknowledge God's sufficiency and His power to meet your needs, there is no prayer. You have to acknowledge that God is able to meet all of our needs, and He will be able to meet our prayers. He's a great God, and He knows what is going on in my life. And that is the first part of the prayer Jesus taught, to acknowledge who God is. And that is the greatest part of the prayer. To know that God is able to do everything that you need and you ask for, according to His time and His will. Acknowledge that greatness of God and praise God when you go to God in prayer. And the second part of the prayer is, you know, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And the second part, give us this day our daily bread, starts the second part. It is about our need and our acknowledgement, our condition. Give us this day our daily bread. That is the second part that starts up to praying to our Father in heaven. We approach God with reverence, acknowledge His greatness, at the same time acknowledging our conditions as weak and sinful human beings. We need a provider. Without a provider, we cannot continue our life to sustain in this world. We need a provider to provide for us, and it is God who is the provider. That is what we are acknowledging when we say about give us this day our daily bread. We are all children of God. That's why we go to God, who is a great God. He's also our Father in heaven. It is a relationship that we have with God, particularly through Jesus Christ, because the Son of God came to reconcile us to God, so that we can all be children of God along with Jesus Christ. So in other words, we have the same position as Jesus Christ Himself in front of God. We are all brothers and sisters of Jesus Christ. And we have the same relationship that Jesus has with the Father. We have the same relationship now with the Father. In other words, there are no grandchildren for God, only children. No matter what generation you are, my father, my great-grandfather, great-great-grandfather, what generation you are in, they are all children of God. They are not called generational children or great-grandchildren. We have that direct relationship with our Father. So that is the important part of this lesson that Jesus taught in this prayer that we need to understand about acknowledging God and who He is, and acknowledging us and who we are. God is God and we are not. That is the main part of the acknowledgement when you go to God in prayer. Give us and forgive us. Those are the second part that we are focusing today. Give us our daily bread and forgive us our sins as we forgive others. Need of our body. Give us our daily bread. And then forgive us our sins is need for our souls. So we are asking for God to provide for the need for our body, at the same time need for our spirit and our soul. When we go to God in prayer for asking for our daily bread, what comes to my mind is that little prayer that I used to pray when I was a young child, taught in Sunday school. God is great, God is good, and we thank Him for our food. We always, that comes to my mind. These are great words of wisdom that we can put in the children's mind. God is great in a way that cannot be said of any other person or anything. He is the only all-sufficient source that we can go to. Humans will fail us. I don't have to tell you, right? There's no question about it. Humans will fail us. Our own abilities will definitely fail us. No matter what thing you put your trust on in this world will eventually fail us. We know that for sure. The longer you live in this world, you learn to that lesson a lot. There's nothing that you can trust in this world forever. But God is a God who is eternal, who is all-sufficient, and He will be able to meet all of our needs. Everything else we will ever touch or discover in this world are temporary, and they will be gone. But God does not have an end. Everything in this world needs something else to survive. That is why we have to have something else to survive as human beings. Right? We need food. We need air. We need care. We need a lot of other things. We cannot live without any of these things. So we are dependent on a lot of elements and factors around us. But God doesn't need to depend on anything. That is the difference between us and God. God is self-sufficient in Himself. He doesn't have any need. We have needs. God does not. He is the provider of all of our needs. That is the great thing about God. Because if I try to provide one of you and say, hey, don't worry, I will provide you for the rest of your life. See, I have needs also that I need to meet myself. When my needs are threatened, would I take care of my need first or the person's that I promised to him? I would definitely go to my need first. But God does not have any needs to take care of Himself. So He is there to take care of you and me. That is what He does. And He has all the riches in heaven that He is ready to give us because we are His children. That is the simple prayer. God is great, God is good, and we thank Him for our food. What a great prayer that is. Even though it's a simple prayer, I prayed as a child, it fills me with so much great, you know, thankfulness when it comes before God. A young woman brought her fiancé home for dinner and to introduce him to the parents. I don't know how many of you have gone through that, but a young woman brought her fiancé to the parents to introduce him to the parents, and they had a dinner together. And the mother told her father to find out about the young man. The father invited the fiancé to go back, and they had a short talk between the fiancé's father, the girl's father and the fiancé. And the father of the girl asked him, what are your plans? And he said, to impress him, I'm a biblical teacher. Oh, a biblical teacher, that is great. So that is very admirable. So what will you do to provide a nice house for my daughter to live in? He said, well, I will study, and God will provide for us after that. And then he said, how will you buy her a beautiful ring? You're planning to get married and all of that. What is your plan to buy her a good ring? He said, well, I will continue to study and concentrate more on my studies, and God will provide. And then he said, well, when you have get married and have children, what do you have plans for taking care of the children, their education, their future? Don't worry, God will provide. That was continued with very strong faith in God. So after all of these things, they came back out, and then after he left, the mother asked him, how did it go, honey? Then the father answered, he has no jobs, he has no plans, and he thinks I am God. That's what sometimes we have in our mind. We go to God in prayer and think that our bank account or somebody else is there to take care of our things. That is not what prayer is. If you have a backup plan, don't go to God in prayer. Use the backup plan. That's what I think. When we begin to pray, give us, Lord, our daily bread, we are acknowledging that the Lord, who is the source of all that we need, of our daily needs. And he's not like the father-in-law. He's going to be there with meeting all of our daily needs. When it comes to bread, I used to love bread, but I can't eat that anymore. Bread is something that so much, especially when it's warm and right out of the oven, the smell, it makes you so hungry and so delicious that I enjoyed it so much, even though I can't eat that anymore. The smell of that warm, fresh bread is irresistible. So the prayer Jesus told us to reminds us about the true source of our daily bread. Many times when you ask our children, or even one says, we are out of bread. What do you think? What do? You won't tell your children or anybody to go and pray to give us our daily bread. You ask them to go to Kroger. That's where the bread comes from, right? The public. So that's where the bread comes from. That's what we know. The milk and the bread and the egg and everything comes from Kroger or Publix or a grocery store. But Jesus is teaching this prayer to tell us that our daily bread does not come from Kroger. There is a source ultimately behind all of these things. You know, you can go behind all of these things and say it comes from the grocery store gets it from the farmer, or the farmer gets it from the because of his ground, and the ground produces it. All of these things are happening, right? But these are all things that are happening behind this. Ultimately, the source of your blessing, of your bread, is from God. God is the one who makes the plant to grow and have the fruit of the plant, and then we have the bread in our daily lives. Jesus is teaching us a great, great lesson there. And also he's teaching us, give me my daily bread, is not what he taught us. Give us our daily bread. It's plural. Very important. A lot of times we are mostly concentrated on ourselves. Give me, right? The prayer that somebody used to pray, you know, bless me and my wife, my son Johnny and his wife, be four and no more. That's about it. That's about it. We have that big box that we pray about. But when we pray, are you thinking about us collectively? There are so many people who don't have bread or anything to eat around the world, starving, children. I mean, have you seen those things? I don't have to tell you. But when we pray, remember those people around us. It is not just you. The Heavenly Father feeds every single soul in this world. And we need to be always aware of that, that there are people around us that we need to pray also. Use plural. Be always caring about other people and pray for other people. Give us today just enough to meet our daily needs as well. One of the earliest translations of the Bible was in Syriac, the language Syriac. And that Syriac language Bible talks about the prayer is reading like this. Give us today the bread that does not run out. That is the daily bread. The bread that does not run out. God's sources will never run out when God started giving us. One of the basic human fear is that of not having enough. That is one of the basic fears. And I went through that a severe one a couple of years ago when I was about to retire. I went with many financial planners to figure out what is enough to retire. They will scare you to death, saying that, you know, you're going to pay if you are going to live another 20 years, you need $2 million. You need to going to live another 30 years, you need $3 million. I was like terrified by all these people when I went to them. If you have a choice, pick the right one. Don't just go to anyone, because they want your money. That's why. The more money that you have, they like you. But they will scare you to death, saying that, you know, nothing is enough. Do you have this care? Do you have that care? Do you have this coverage? Do you have that coverage? And what is enough for to retire? Does anybody know? I don't know. I don't know how long I'm going to live. I don't know how much money I have to have to live. So if you start worrying about your future, about having not enough for the future, you will always worry, because tomorrow has its own worries. That's what Jesus said. Worry about today, and do not worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow will have its own worry. Give us this day our daily bread, is saying that enough to meet the needs of today, and God is able to do that. Don't worry about tomorrow, because if God can provide me for today, do I trust Him with tomorrow? That is what the prayer is teaching us. When I am trusting Him with today's bread, I know for sure that I can trust Him for tomorrow's bread. And that is what the confidence that God gives us, Jesus taught us through this prayer. Jesus is teaching us that prayer can help release us from that fear of tomorrow. If we pray, give us today the bread that doesn't run out, it includes the bread of today. It includes the bread of the future and enough to keep us alive as long as we live. All that, the needs that we have, He will be able to meet all those needs. So whenever we pray that prayer, it is a prayer of a confident of confidence in a great God who gives us today's need and also about tomorrow's need. And also it is about having to take one day at a time. Large problems and issues that comes in our lives, take one day at a time and do not worry about tomorrow what happens. Recently I was talking to a friend of mine who went through a terrible cancer and chemo treatment. And when he was younger, before getting married, he had a rare cancer that affected him. And he was devastated in his young age. He had to have a major surgery, and then he had to take chemo and radiation at that time. It affected his body and his soul and his spirit. So after he went through a bunch of chemos, and he had like, how many, like 32 or something he had to do, and after two or three chemos, his mother used to take him to the chemo, and one day he said, "Mom, I can't take this anymore. I have 31 more to go, and I can't even think about it." And you know what his mom told him? "Johnny, can you go today?" "Yes, then go today. That's all you need to worry about. If you can go tomorrow, we'll worry about it tomorrow." So that is what also Jesus is teaching us. Take one bite at a time. one day at a time when you have troubles or issues that you are afraid of. Don't worry about it tomorrow, because if you can go today, you might be able to go tomorrow. Don't worry about it. If God can help you today, He will be there to help you with whatever you need tomorrow. And he said after years, and he went through all of that, and he's in his 50s now. And he remembers back again and say, that one word, that encouragement that every day when I went to chemo, that my mom gave me, still encourages me every day when I face problems in my life. Give us this day our daily bread, one day at a time, and God will meet us tomorrow, whatever we need us to meet. We'll continue with the study of the Lord's Prayer next Sunday also. Hopefully we can finish it by next Sunday. But go in confidence that God, who is able to meet us today, today's needs, will be able to meet our needs tomorrow, and He will be there to meet us that. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. The closing hymn is Sweet Hour of Prayer. If you are able, please stand. People of God, go in the knowledge that God, who is able to meet us today's needs, will be able to meet us tomorrow and the day after and the day after. And go in that confidence, then we can go to God in prayer as a Father. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.